This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Tiffany Hansen. Leo Tolstoy and his much younger wife, Sophia, wrote long letters to one another, despite living in the same house together. They also kept an extensive diary and would often read passages to one another. In the new film, Un Couple, A Couple, we're privy to a selection from Sophia Tolstoy's diary and get a glimpse into the couple's life and marriage. With me to talk about the film and the Tolstoy's marriage is the film's director, Frederick Wiseman. Mr. Wiseman, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for doing the interview.
So the film centers on one actor, Natalie Butefa, who portrays Sophia mostly out of nature, walking in a meadow at some points, reflecting on her life, speaking directly to the camera, speaking to her famous writer husband. Is that text a mix of script from her diaries and her letters? And how did you choose those passages?
Well, it's a mix of her diaries, her notebooks, and his letters to her.
I see.
And, you know, combination of the diaries and the notebooks, although some of it's the same material, is about 600 pages. And Leo Tolstoy's collected letters is, you know, 15 or 20 volumes. And the script, it doesn't necessarily follow the chronology it was written in, but rather it was organized to create, you know, to have a dramatic structure. And we worked on it on and off for about 8 months. We started in July of 2020. It was a bit of a COVID project for us. And then we shot the film in May of 21 on Belle Isle in the garden. It's a beautiful 6.5-hectare garden owned by a friend of mine. And the garden, as you know, is the third person in the film. And because the life of the garden is related to the life of the Leo and Sophia.
So, in fact, although we only see one woman, there are three characters in my mind. Is that accurate, would you say? Is that how
that, That's absolutely accurate. That's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think that character, nature in this case, evolves across the narrative arc in the same way that she does throughout the film?
I think nature is the same. The biological world is the same. The natural world is really the Darwinian world, because the garden is a very beautiful place, but at night and sometimes during the day as well, the flowers are decaying and the animals are eating each other. So the garden, while it's a place of spectacular beauty, is also a place of great violence.
So she speaks to the screen, she speaks to the camera, as if she were...
When she turns to the camera, the convention is that she's talking to Leo.
Right. And I'm wondering, is the intent then that the audience has a greater understanding of his point of view in doing that?
Well, she quotes from his letters. I mean, that's there deliberately so as to indicate what his point of view is. And sometimes he can be extremely loving, and sometimes he says really dreadful things to her and about her.
Well, they do have a very dysfunctional relationship.
Exactly.
I felt it bordered on sort of emotionally abusive. I don't know if you would.
I agree.
I wondered if you would characterize it that way. It was a little hard to watch how she endured that. How do you view that juxtaposition of the sort of ugliness of their relationship with that bucolic setting that she's in?
Well, don't forget, it's the 19th century story, and women didn't leave their husbands as easily as they might now. Also, she loved him. You know, in current terms, it has all the characteristics of domestic violence, except he didn't hit her, but he certainly was cruel to her, verbally assaultive.
What is it about Sophia that felt urgent to you in this moment?
I thought it's a very contemporary situation, and I thought it would be interesting film material. I'd previously done a play that was a monologue based on the letters and diaries of Emily Dickinson. So, and I have an interest in the monologue form because the last letter is also a monologue.
I wonder if you have a singular view of what you hope an audience member will take, or if you just hope that they will take what is pertinent for them.
Well, this may sound strange, but I don't even think about that question. I don't know how to think about an audience, and I never have. I try to avoid what I think happens a lot in Hollywood, where many films are made to match somebody's fantasy of the lowest common denominator. I don't know how to do that, and I don't even think about it. I simply make the film to match my own standards of what's appropriate for the material and the themes that I'm interested in.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
Frederick Wiseman is the director of the new film Ankupla that opens at Film Forum this coming Friday, November 11th.